Amen. Well, that's that good singing right there. That's what I was raised on. That good singing. All right. Good evening, everyone. I just thank God for this precious opportunity to come before his people. And I thank the leadership for allowing me to come up tonight to be able to preach his word. Tonight, it's not going, I was thinking like, and in the past, I got happy, right? And I was long. Well, I decided to change that. Yeah, I changed it. It's going to be short. All right. Amen, amen. Y'all to say amen on that one. All right, but it's still going to be potent. Don't worry about this. Still going to have the essence that it's supposed to have. Now to the subject tonight, the sermon is, what manner of love is this? What manner of love is this? It says, I ask a question, it is a godly love. There's nothing like God's love. Nothing like God's love. Sometimes we don't even recognize the love that God has for us. God, you know how you know that God loves you? When he gives you things and you don't recognize that he has given it to you. So tonight we're going to look in his word and we're going to find out that God has given us some things, and hopefully we realize that we have it. Because of the love of God. What manner of love is this? So we're going to start with 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. See, God has bestowed a love on us, that we should be called the children of God. How many know that God has bestowed love on us because he calls us his children? You just don't fall into the fact that you're called a child of God. There are many people out there calling themselves children of God, but actually they don't really know. You have to have a connection with God to be his children. Amen. The Bible also says, therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. We as children of God, we can't be like everybody else because we wear a name of God. Amen. The world can't understand us because we're not supposed to be acting like the world. Amen. Verse 2 says, beloved, now we are what? Children of God. And it has not yet been what? Revealed what we shall be. We're going to be spiritual. You know, there's this thing between the flesh and the spirit, right? We're in the flesh, striving to be spiritual. That's what a fight is. But God wants us to be more spiritual than fleshly. That means we got to feed our mind with more of God's word, doing more of God's will, that we can have more spirit of God in us than that worldly stuff that we already been doing. Because we gonna all leave him and we don't know how it's gonna be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. For we shall see him as he is. The Bible says in verse 3, it says, and everyone who has this hope, The only ones that have it are the children of God.
Amen.
Everyone who has his hope in him purifies himself.
Amen.
Just as he is pure.
Amen.
We got to clean it up, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to clean that mind up.
Amen.
You can't keep filling your mind with this foolishness out here. And there's plenty of it out here. And they making up stuff every day. All this ungodliness. Now, I think it's very powerful when God says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. It's bestowed upon us. It's given to us. He gifted us. It's something that you just can't get. For there's no action we can do to be called the children of God.
Amen.
That was a very good point. There's nothing that we can do to be called children of God. God bestows his love on us because we are adopted into his family. What a blessing to be adopted by God, to be brought into his family, that we can be a part of the family.
Amen.
You know, he said, I'll be your God and you what? I'll be my people.
That's
a part of the what? Family. You get blessings. You know, when I ask people about being blessed, they give me all kind of stuff. I'm blessed because I woke up this morning. That is not why you are blessed. Because the ground is on top of me and I don't even know how they say it. Ground, I ain't top of the ground. Yeah, yeah. You done heard that plenty of times. That's not a blessing. The Bible said we are blessed because we are in Christ. That's what a blessings are. Stick with the word and you won't go wrong. You know, you be thinking it's a hard question, but it's not. It's just knowing the word of God. For all have sinned before God. So God, by his love and mercy, calls us, by his love and his mercy, calls us his children through the obedience of his will. We must be what? Obedient to his will. You just don't become his child and not be obedient. Right? So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. The Bible starts off saying, greeting the faithful. We got to be faithful to God. But Simon Peter, a bondservant of an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith. For there is only one faith.
Amen.
In the world there are many faiths, but you'll never see an S on the word faith in the Bible. There's only one faith, one belief. And we have all obtained that precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. See, this precious faith is given to us by the righteousness of God and his Son. That's the only way you're going to obtain this precious faith. Otherwise, you could believe in anything. But we believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to stop for a moment and do a little sidebar because I talked to a man and he says he was talking about Jesus Christ is a prophet. Belittling, striving to belittle God. And I say, God, Jesus Christ, yes, he's a prophet. He's the King of Kings. He is our Lord and Savior. He is the one that is going to have, we gather salvation. Without him, there is no salvation. You know, when I started on this mission, I was over there in the Hebrews chapter 10, and the Bible talks about bulls and goats, what they killed back in the Old Testament to atone for man's sins. And every year they had to do it. But God had prepared a body for Jesus Christ, that he might be to the one to atone for our sins once and for all. He not only lived a sinful life, but he gave his life for us.
Amen.
That God may be pleased. Because none of us could do it. We have all sinned. We all got a stain on us. But thank God. That's why it says by the righteousness of God that we obtain his precious faith. Now I begin to read continually in 1 Peter. It also says things like, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Why? How? By his divine power. He has given us what we need.
Amen.
You can't say that God hasn't given you what you need. Pretty much you probably got more than what you need.
All right.
But we don't access God's power. You know, on one hand we say that God, oh, blessed God and this and that. But on the other hand you're saying what God can't do. God can do whatever he wants to do. Man just can't grasp who God is. It's just like trying to go to the bottom of the sea and touch it. You just don't understand who God is. You don't understand the depths of God. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not only that, which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. God has given us great and precious promises. Who gave it to us? God did. I want you to see what's going on in this sermon. God is the giver. Not only that, as we continue down in 2 Peter, it says that through these you may be partakers of his divine power. When you are a child of God and you've done what God wants you to do, you have been a partaker of this divine power. He has accepted you as one of his children. That is powerful. Now as we still talking about the lesson, it says that we should be called the children of God. We are the children because we have precious faith. We have all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have exceedingly great and precious promises, and we are partakers of his divine power.
Amen.
I pray that you understand that God has given us something when he calls us children of God. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. For what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. When you are a child of God, you are his workmanship.
Amen.
Any work to be done,
amen,
we are the hands and feet. We are the ones that go out and do the good works.
Amen.
For God.
Amen.
Our Father has bestowed on us to be his workmanship, created in Christ. See, to do his will. Doing good is what we do. You know, a baker bakes. A fireman puts out fires. A child of God does what?
Good work.
Does good. Now, when you're not doing good, are you still calling yourself a child of God? I never seen a fireman out there trying to do some baking. They got a fire going on, and he said, no, at this time, I'm going to go in the kitchen and prepare something. You do your job. Do what is required of you. God says you are my child. You accepted to be his child, so now do the work.
Amen.
Doing good for us is, that's just what we do. It ain't about getting, I'm doing something. I visit the sick today. That's what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
You think you're doing something out of the ordinary. You went and visited those in prison. You think that's something new. No, that's what we do.
Amen.
I can't help but talk about it. I went to the jailhouse and I was talking to them about the word. And one of the ladies said to me, she said, why are you here? Are you doing penance for being in the jailhouse? And I say, no. I'm doing God's will. In Matthew 25, it says, visit those in prison. I'm doing it because I wouldn't be in there just to be in there. I'm doing it because what God says. Huh? I'm not in there to do penance. like I've been locked up for 30 years. Now I'm finna tell y'all how it's supposed to be. No. Thank God I was in there for that. Because truly, we can all be in some place that we don't want to be. But God, we can always be God's children when we do what God wants us to do. So the Bible says, therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him. You ever been in a situation where you were doing something and people around you didn't know why you was doing it? When the Bible says, love your enemy, you don't say to God, not that one. I can't stand that one right there. You see, it's not about you going over there dealing with the enemy. But God wants to say that you're obeying him. And the more you love your enemy, it helps you to know that you are a child of God. And then that person is never the same. And by the will of God, that they can become just like you.
Amen.
You draw people by the goodness that God has given and bestowed upon you. Because the world can't understand. Now, let's turn over here to Titus chapter 2. We're going to do 11 through 14. Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God that brings salvation. I always like it. Just keep saying stuff like what God's doing.
Amen.
For the grace of God that brings salvation.
Wow.
The only way you're going to get salvation is God's going to have to what? Bring it.
Amen. That Bible.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Everybody has an opportunity to be saved, to have this salvation. We realize that everybody don't want it. But God wants everybody to be saved. And we are his hands and feet and his mouth. We go out there striving to teach others.
Amen.
And bring more into the body of Christ. Because the Bible says, salvation has appeared to all men. And it's teaching us something. It's teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Amen.
What Christian doesn't know that? That we live different than the world. We live different lives. You know, people put stuff on us, but we already know what the deal is.
Amen.
You know, I was just going to make an illustration. I hope y'all can deal with this. You know, I was on the job back in the day, and And a lot of people had died on the job. And so they wanted to all drink some beer, right? Listen to me now, because I know there's some beer drinkers in here. All right. So I was standing over. I was listening to him. I was standing over off to the side. And the guy say, come up to me, and he say, you want a beer? And I said, no. You want me to bring it to you? See, what they trying to do is kill my influence. Huh? Because we are the salt of the earth. And when the salt is left, and when you lose your salt in this, you lose your flavor, you might as well just throw it on the ground and stamp on it. I mean, your influence is gone. We got to live different lives. We can't live like everybody else. I know I'm saying something to somebody, because they thought it was all right to be drinking with everybody else. All right, I'm sorry about that. Give me another one of those. Yeah, no. We got to live differently. Verse 13 says, looking. Now, when we live soberly and righteously and godly in his presence, where we're looking for a blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's our mission in life. We're looking. We're looking for our Father and his Son. And the Bible says in verse 14, it says, who gave himself for us? While we are looking, we know that Jesus gave himself for us. Remember what I told you. God gave. He gave his Son. And his Son gave himself for us. God is still giving to us that we can be what? Called the children of God. He gave himself for us that he might what? Redeem us. How many of you want to be redeemed?
Amen.
Huh? We got to be redeemed from something.
Amen.
We're going to be redeemed from this, from every lawless deed. Your sins. That's what you're going to be redeemed from. All the sins that we've committed. God's going to free us from that. And purify himself, his own special people. That's why we call children of God. Because we are his own special people. Not only we just special people, but we are zealous for good works. We just not sitting down. We moving out. We on the road trying to bring souls unto Jesus.
Amen.
We bring souls unto Jesus by our examples, how we behave ourselves, how we speak. We just can't say anything. We got to calibrate our words. You know, if you can't say something good, close your mouth.
Amen.
Until you're able to be able to speak God's word. That's more powerful than anything. More powerful than anything. So what manner of love is this? It is a godly love, because God has given us everything. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he what? Gave. Woo! Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes. That means whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the love of God. You've heard the word. The question is, do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he gave his life to atone for our sins? He put his life on the line for us. Now we repent of our sins and confess Christ to be the Son of God. That means we got marching orders now. We all we need is one more thing. We're gonna be planted in the watery grave of baptism and come up new creatures in Christ, so we can go out and do the work of the Lord. And if that's your desire, come as we together stand and sing.